Shin Pei Beis Yud Dalet. Okay. So again, we're renting. These are cases when you have Jews living with a non-Jew, and we're going to rent out some space from the non-Jew. So Yud Dalet. Sachru Mischiru Ulekito Lizman. So we learned you could, in order to, if you have a non-Jew who's there, once there's two Jews or more, you have to rent from the non-Jew. Right? However, it doesn't have to be specifically from the non-Jew who lives there, the owner of that apartment. You could also pay off, again, it doesn't have to be much, it could just be whatever. It has to be, it could be from any one of his employees. Now, if you rent it out from one of his employees for a specific amount of time, yesterday we pointed out there's no really limit. Now, I did not do any research. The Mishnah Berurah says, lechatchila, you shouldn't rent it for longer than 20 years. Just to mention that. But, yesh layen, I'm not sure what the minhag is. Okay. And he doesn't explain exactly, you know, he doesn't explain the reason for that. Okay. So anyways, alfa pisha silko tochazman, mihiyot sechiro ulakito. Let's say you give it time, a zman, 20 years, for example. We'll follow the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not sure if that's the minhag or not. So anyways, let's say you give it 20 years. And the employee is terminated or moves on. He finds a better job and he moves on. He's not there anymore. It doesn't matter. Since he did it as a representative, even if he wasn't appointed as a representative, right? It could be against the will of the owner. Once he gets appointed, once he's an employee, you can use him and pay him money and he can keep the money himself. He doesn't have to give it to the owner. So anyways, so it works. For that time that they specified, even though he's not there anymore. Aval, yim sachru mimenu stam, but you don't specify a time. You just say, I want to rent it from you. So then, just like the owner, can, like we mentioned before, can go back and change his mind at any time, because there wasn't a time specified. Kevan, right, and we mentioned zemachlokas if you have to return the money or not, fine. Kevan, shesilko, nidubatel haschirut. Once the employee is gone, for whatever reason, so too, the schirut is over, and you have to now rent all over again. Okay, hagas is very similar. V'hu adin im sachu migizbar ha-melech, even right, someone who works for the king, or the in charge of the treasury, whatever. So the same thing. V'nistalik lagamri min ha-melech, and he's no longer there. He doesn't work for the king anymore at all. So then it's this exact same halacha. If there was a zman, it continues. If there is no zman, it's over. Aval, im lo silku rak mina gizbarot. He's still an employee of the government, or of the king, but he's just no longer in the treasury. V'adayin ochel pras ha-melech. He's still eating off from, or accepting checks from the king. Adayin mikre sechiro ulakito. He's still considered an employee. V'yuchal liskar mimenu. You can still rent from him, and it doesn't end, even if it was just some. Because he's still an employee. It doesn't matter if you switch positions, even if you get demoted. And therefore, you don't have to rent again. It continues. Okay. Tetvav. Im Yisrael ve'eno Yehudi, darim bebayit echad. Okay, so now, you have, I don't know, they're in one building, or one apartment building. But, the case is, they each have their own room. Right? Either they're roommates, they share an apartment, well not roommates, they share an apartment and they each have their own room, or it could be they each have their own apartment completely, in the same building. So then, tzarech liskor mi'an Yehudi ula'arev im Yisrael. So if there's another Jew somewhere, in that building, or within that chatzer, then you still, even though you are sharing some degree with the non-Jew, since you have your own separate bedroom or your own separate apartment, then you need to you have to rent from the goy. Aga, im yesh kol echad dira bifnei atzmo. That's assuming you all have the same. You have your own apartment or your own bedroom. But he holds if you are complete partners and mamish roommates. You know, happens sometimes, especially in college, university. So if you have a roommate, and he's non-Jewish, and you're sharing everything, then you don't have to rent from him. That's if you own it. That's if you're sharing everything. Mishnah Berurah points out that there are many achronim who argue on this, and they say, it's a machloket basically if you're a partner. If you're a partner and you have another Jew you have to make an eruv with, And then what about this non-Jew? So even if you're a partner and you're in the same room, so it's a machlok, it's if you still need to rent from him. V'hu adin, shnei inam yehudim adari mechai gavna bevayit echa tzarech liskor mishneihem. So let's say you have two non-Jews. So the din is you have to rent from each non-Jew. You have to pay off each non-Jew. Now if you're doing it for the whole city and you're doing it from the municipality or the government or whoever you choose, so you just need one because it's like one, it's one entity. But if you have an apartment building and you have a bunch of goyim, non-Jews, so you have to go rent from each one. And then so the Mishnah Berurah points out that, I mean the Rama points out that if you have two roommates together, they're non-Jews, and they're sharing the apartment, sharing the bedroom, sharing everything, then you only have to rent from one of them. And again, some say no, Mishnah Berurah points out, some say it doesn't matter if they're a partner or not. They're two different non-Jews, and therefore, you have to rent and pay off each one. So that's a machloket, by if the exact roommates. Okay. Ted Zayin. Im yesh le'ena yehudi chamisha schirim o lekitim yisraelim darim beveto. You have a non-Jew, and he has a big apartment or a big apartment building, and he has an employees, and he gives apartments to his employees. Whether they rent or don't rent, he's the employer, and he owns it. Ein diratam chashuva dira shiasru ze al ze. So now that they live there, they're not osir one on the other. Right. You don't have to rent from the non-Jew. If there are Jews there, they have to make an eruv from with each other. But since they're under him, then they don't have to pay off the owner, particularly if he lives there. Right. If the non-Jew doesn't live there at all, and there's only Jewish renters in the apartment building, then you wouldn't need to. But if you have a non-Jew in the building, let's say the owner has one of the apartment buildings for himself, and he rents out all the other ones to Jews, so you still have, so since they're employees of him, since all the renters are employees, so then you don't have to rent from him. Now, it could be, so again, it's a discussion, it could be that you either have to have tfisas yad, or that the owner has something to take in their apartment, or it could be that he has the right to kick him out whenever he wants. But if you have a proper contract and the owner, the non-Jewish owner, cannot kick out any of them, even if they're employees, so then it could be that they do have to rent. It's a question. Okay. Haga, the schirut, or Mishnah Berurah corrects, uschiro is the way it's supposed to be written. He holds that once a Jew is renting, if he's also an employee, then it doesn't make it it's aser. You don't have, you never, if you're the employee, that owner is never going to make you that you need to rent from him.
You said these guys have to make their own
eruv? No, they don't.
They don't have, the Jews themselves, they don't. Why not? Ein Austrian Albanian Khatzer, the Ein Sirichin Yishtatif. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you're right, in Nundalit, Ein Sirichin Yishtatif Ba'eruv, if these are the only people there. Fine. So the one, or whoever is there, who's ever renting from the Nanja, you're right, does not need to participate in the Erev. Okay. So.
So in the apartment building, if they're all Jews, the building's owned by Goy.
So it depends. If they're employees, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to make an Erev. If they're all employees. But if they're not employees of the owner of the building, which is almost an which is basically always, then for sure they have to make an Erev.
We're talking about migrant workers that live in your house to pick the fruit. That's what these people are. It's going to look at them like that.
Okay, very good. Yud Zayin. Shtei chatzirot zo lifnim mizo. You have two chatzeros, one inside the other. Right, the inner and the outer. V'Yisrael ve'en Yehudi ba'pnimit v'Yisrael ba'chitzonah. So in the inner one, you have a Jew and a non-Jew. And there's just a Yisrael ba'chitzonah. Okay? Oh, she Yisrael ve'en Yehudi ba'chitzonah v'Yisrael ba'pnimit. And the Yisrael, or you have a Yisrael and any Yehudi in the non-Jew in the outside one, and just the Yisrael in the inside one. Vafilo eno Yehudi vapnimit ushne Yisraelim bachitzona, or you have only a non-Jew on the inside and two Jews on the outside. So in all these cases, oser, what comes out is the non-Jew would be oser unless you rent from him. You can rent from him and then it's okay. But if you don't rent from him, so in the outer chatzer, you cannot carry, but on the inner chatzer, you could carry. Because the whole issue is the people, or the non-Jew, who's on the inner one, has to walk through the outer one. And on the inner one, there's no problem by itself. Because on the inner one, it's just a Jew by himself, or one Jew with the non-Jew by himself, and one non-Jew with one Jew, never needs to do anything. So to carry from the inner house to an inner chatzer is okay, but not to the outside chatzer. V'yesh mi she'omer she'afilu eino Yehudi ba'panimit v'Yisrael echad b'chitzona oser. And some say that even if the non-Jew is in the inside and a Jew is on the outside, that is, and there's just one Jew and one non-Jew, that's enough to make it aser to carry in the chitzona. Okay. All right. Mishnah Berurah says the lach is not like the yesh misha omer. Usually it's not. Usually it's the same as stam v'yesh omer. Okay. Yurchet. Ein a Yehudi shehiskir beito lechavero ein a Yehudi. So you have two non-Jews. One apartment, one home. Okay? The owner rents it to a non-Jew. One non-Jew to another non-Jew. Im nishar lo shum tfisa babayit. So if the owner has some kind of tfisa, right? You can use it. Doesn't mean he actually has to put something in there. It's sheyesh lo reshut lahaniach sham shum kelim. You have to have just the rights. Then yecholim liskor mimenu. Then you can rent from either one of the non-Jews. You can rent from the owner, or you can rent from the guy who leased it out. You have a choice, even against the will of one of them. As long as you go to either one of them, and either one of them agrees, you're good to go. V'im lo nishar lo shum tfisa, but if he didn't have any rights to it, im yachol amasko saleka socher tochzmano, if the owner can kick him out, then yicholim liskar mimenu, then you can still use the owner. V'im lav eno moya al imken yiskaru me'socher. But if the owner can't kick him out and the owner has no tfisa, then he has no domain over it. It's rented out and you could only go to the one who has the lease, the one who's renting. Haga, v'u'adin im acher sheyesh lo tfisa b'bayit yecholim liskar mimenu dulagara mischir lakito. And the Ramah adds, you could even rent from anyone who has tfisa on the, who has rights to the house, and it's no different or worse than an employee. Okay. Yotet. Chatzer Yisrael ben Yehudi darimba. You have a chatzer, and you have a Jew and a non-Jew. Ubayit, for this it helps to look at the picture I just sent out, but we'll try and explain it. So you have, basically, in the picture there's two chatzeros. The main thing is that there's one chatzer that you have a Jew and a non-Jew. Two separate houses, one's Jewish, one's non-Jewish, leads into the chatzer. Now, next door, attached to the house of the Jew, there's another attached house. This house is not attached to this chatzer. It's like on the outside, from the back end. Ubayit echad sheYisrael etzol beito shozeh, ve'eino patuch lechatzer v'chalonot b'neihem. So it's not connected at all to the chatzer, but you have a window that connects one house to the other house. So einu yachol le'arev imo derech hachalon shebineihem. You can't make, what it means is you can't make an eruv with the Jewish neighbor, the two Jews next to each other, using the chalon, right? Because normally through a chalon you can connect. You could make an eruv with the chalon. So he means you can't only get away with an eruv through the chalon and not rent from the goy. But if you rent from the non-Jew, then you could connect and make an eruv with your Jewish friend, and then from any one of the houses, they can carry through the houses, whatever, into the chatzer.
Because the second Yisrael doesn't have access to the chatzer.
Right, the second one doesn't have any access. So you don't have to include that. So you don't have an issue with Ostrim Zelazah. There's no chiyuv. For the one chatzer, there's no chiyuv to make an eruv. And for that one chatzer, there's only one Jew and one non-Jew. So there's no chiyuv to make an eruv. But if you want to be able to carry from this other Jew and include him, so now if you're going to include him, you have to include him all the way through. Either you include him or you don't include him. And then this way, so then you could make an eruv if you do rent. The way the Shulchan Aruch reads is if you want to try and not rent from the goy, then it doesn't work to make an eruv just because the two homes are attached. You would think, why not? Okay, aval im petach patuach b'neihem mutar. But if there's a full doorway, then you could. V'yesh mishomer afim petach patuach b'neihem aser. And some say even if it's a full doorway between the two homes, you're not allowed to unless you make an eruv. And Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila one should be machmer. Okay, so basically, if you're going to include that separate home, just rent and. If the non-Jew doesn't agree, so then there may be room to be made. Chaf. Chatzer sheYisrael ve'eino Yehudi shruyim ba. Now, if you have a chatzer, and, so you have one Jew, one non-Jew. Ve'hayu chalonot petuchot mi beit Yisrael ze, le beit Yisrael ze, ve'asu eruv derech chalonot. So now, you have these two Jews, they have their two homes were attached to each other. Only one of them is connected to the chatzer with the non-Jew. So afal pi shehem utarim lotzim ibayit labayit derech halonot, harehem asrim lotzim ibayit labayit derech p'tachim mipnei ha'en Yehudi ad shiyaskir. So the only way to make it mutter is if you rent out from the non-Jew. Haga, Sfina, similar halacha, by a Sfina as an apartment. Sfina sheyesh by Yisraelim darim, v'yesh lahem batim miyuchadim. So you have Jews that go on a cruise ship, and each one has their own separate room to themselves. Tzrichim la'arev, they have to make an eruv. Again, if they're all sharing food together, and it's all catered together, and they're eating in the same hall, so I believe they don't need to make an eruv. So it's, but here everyone is separate, so tzrichim la'arev, each one needs to make an eruv, they're eating separately. V'liskor reshut minun en Yehudi bal hasfina. And you have to rent from the owner of the ship, because if he's a non-Jew. Ola havlio bischar hasfina. Or when you rent out, you pay for your rights to get on the cruise, you tell him you're also renting to be able to carry on Shabbos. Or you don't have to specify why you're doing it to carry, you just have to specify you're renting it out in particular, you have to rent it out. I'm exactly sure the exact wording, maybe extra for Shabbos, or just you want to rent out the space. I don't know, did we learn it or about to learn it? I think we're about to learn it.
So each Jew in their cabin needs to do this, or as long as one does it?
Only one. We learned if they're making an Arab together, only one. Only one of them needs to rent it out from the non-Jew. Now this is only if it's the owner of the Sfina. Well, do you have to rent it out from the other non-Jews on the cruise? So we're going to see no. That's really in Shin Pei Dalet. So I think we're going to get there. Let's see. Because they're not there b'kvius. The only time you have to rent from a non-Jew is if he's there on a permanent basis or 30 days. 30 days or more. Let's see. Shin Pei Gimel. Kesh'ein ha'en Yehudi. Bayit eino me'akiv. Okay, if the non-Jew is not in the building and he's not there for Shabbos, he doesn't. Well, let's read it. Aleph. Ein Yehudi adari mishnei Yisraelim ve'ein Yehudi beveso. So you have three people, let's say, in an apartment building or three homes by a chatzer, and there's two Jews and a non-Jew. So once there's two Jews, they have to make an eruv chatzeros. Now that's even if there's one non-Jew, you have to rent it out. Eino oser. he doesn't ruin it for you without renting. In other words, you don't have to rent from him if he's not there for Shabbos. Like he's in a different city and he's not going to be able to get there on time. V'arvu v'yu mutarim. They just have to make an eruv and that's it. Ba in a Yehudi b'Shabbos. But what if he shows up on Shabbos? So it turns out that really you're supposed to include him if he's within a day's drive, and you assume he's far away. He's not going to make it. But it turns out, he came somehow. He showed up on Shabbos. So then it turns out the eruv is he osers it to you in the middle. The eruv is ruined in the middle of Shabbos. Normally, we say once you have an eruv 100% kosher when Shabbos starts, you don't have to worry about it. Continues, but this is kind of like a gilui milsa. It turns out that since you thought the non-Jew wasn't nearby, but it turns out obviously he was able to get there on Shabbos. So it osers you in the middle of Shabbos. And the Eruv itself is also batel. So you have to do a new Eruv and a new. All right, we don't make a new Eruv on Shabbos. So what do you do? Let's read it. Umiyu, what do you do? Yecholim lischor mimenu b'Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, you rent it out from the non-Jew. You can't rent it with money. You rent it with something else, like food. And then one person does a bittul to the other one, and then the other one is allowed to carry, not you. And again, we learned if you both want to carry, you just have to take turns. And
why can't they both be rent from the goy?
What do you mean?
Between the two of them, the two Jews still need an heir. The heir was bottled when the
yeah. If how? If the goyish schirus makes it aser, then the eruv itself is batel. Even though they made an eruv, we don't say chozer veneer. It doesn't wake up. Once it's batel, if it becomes pasul, the eruv is also becomes pasul. V'kol shekein imei ta'ovek kachavim b'shava shivat alecha d'chaveru v'ya yachin mutar. So too, you had a non-Jew there, and he dies, and let's say, right, let's say, and you don't have to make, 1 second. What's the case here?
Probably that.
Oh yeah, he came. This, the case is, he came on Shabbos. So he showed up. He ruined the Erev. He ruined, because you didn't rent it from him. And then he dies. So then, you could just rent it from, you can just be mevatel one to another. But normally, if it was a kosher Erev, and you rented from him, he was there, and you rented from him, and then he dies on Shabbos, we learned, it's good for this Shabbos. For the next Shabbos, you might have to make a new one with the Yorshim. It depends if you did it Lizman or not, your Kaveya time or not. Okay, let's start Shem Pei Dalet. Aleph. It's any Yehudi Achsanai Im Akiv. What about a guest non-Jew? He's there temporarily. Any Yehudi Anichnas L'Shem Achsanut. A non-Jew comes and he's there, he's like for a hotel, or a cruise. He's just there for Shabbos, for a week. If he forces himself to be a guest, he steals a ticket and gets onto the cruise, or he sneaks into the hotel and he's sleeping there, you don't have to rent from him. He's not supposed to be there, right? Or he's just, you know, or he bullies himself. Yeah, or he just, you know, he threatens to cause trouble, and so no one kicks him out. So you don't have to pay him anything. But if he has permission, the only time you have to pay him off, you have to rent from him, is if he's there for 30 days or more. Or if he's always coming, he's a regular guest, he's always coming for a few days here and a few days there, but he's always there. It's a regular, I don't know exactly the parameters, but he's a regular. So then he's oser miyad. Beis, anshei chayel hamelech shenichnesu bebatei hayehudim. You have an army that comes, and they decide just to stay in the Jews' homes, or they take homes part of the chatzer. Bein v'chazaka bein baratzon imei shel balei batim ba'otan mekomot shenichnesu einam yehudim kelim she'asur letaltel on b'shabbos einam osrim aleihem. So if they're taking over apartments, but you have a tfisa, you don't have to rent from them because it's your apartment and you have a tfisa there. Otherwise, Otherwise, you have to rent from them. And one second. Yeah, also if it's, they're just there, the only time it's a problem, Mishnah Berurah points out, is if you're there for 30 days or more. If the army comes for a few days, that's also an aksanah, you don't have to rent from them. And if only if they're there for 30 days. So either you have tfisa, or 30 days, or it's less than 30 days, then you don't have to rent from them. And he also just points out, this is not a case of shalob birshut, right, because they forced themselves there, because we're assuming it's your own government. And dina demachlus adina. And they allowed them to be there. But yeah, if it would be a foreign government and they had no right to be there, then it would be what we just read, shalob birshut, and ino osir le'olam.